Grace and peace you in Jesus' name. The King who has come will come again. Blessings this new church here, all of you. Our text is the Old Testament lesson, Isaiah 2. Let us pray. Lord, your word is a lamp for our feet, a light for our path. May it shine upon us that we wake up from our slumber, that we keep the faith and follow you all the way to paradise throughout this church here until you call us home. Be with us now as we hear your word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Well, it is Advent, a new church here. Are you ready? Are you ready? I hear one meager voice. You don't know what you're even supposed to be ready for. Why are you saying yes? Maybe we're all tired from Thanksgiving. Hope you all had a blessed Thanksgiving. Are you ready? Well, the question is, are you ready before you say yes? Are you ready to climb a mountain? Now who's ready? Are you ready to go mountain climbing? Because that really is the church year. We begin Advent today, and then we'll go to Christmas, Epiphany, Lent, Easter, Pentecost. Most of you know the church year that we go over and go over. We begin it again today. And the church year really is one of going up a mountain and coming back down. We go up and then we come back down. And that is the church year. Go up and come back down. Are you ready to start up? We don't come down yet. We got to go up first. Isn't that what Isaiah chapter 2 tells us? Isaiah 2 is the first reading of this church year. Isaiah 2. First word of God we hear in our ears this December 1st. And we are told there in Isaiah 2, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Let's go mountain climbing. Let's go up. And we have this impression that many people from all nations will go up that mountain. And may we join them. Now the question is, what is this mountain, Pastor? That we're supposed to go up and then come back down. What is the mountain? Well, it's not Mount Everest. Or most of us would never make it. It is not Mount Kilimanjaro or Mount McKinley or a Smoky Mountain or a Rocky Mountain. What is the mountain, church, that we're all headed to even today? It is called Mount Calvary. It is called Mount Calvary. And even before we celebrate Jesus' birth, this first Sunday in Advent, we already know why he comes. He comes to go up to that mountain. He comes to die. This text, Isaiah 2, reminds us of the goal of Jesus, the destiny of Jesus, the high point of the church here, which is Good Friday, Easter. It's coming. It'll be in the spring. I think it's late March or early April. It's coming, but already, that's where we're headed, to follow Christ, journey with Christ up to his mountain, Mount Calvary, where he dies, and then Easter, when he rises, there's salvation. And so we start up today. When we get up that mountain on Good Friday, what a glorious sight when we hit the peak with Jesus. He drags us along. We see the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world. The little Lamb that lies in a manger. He'll grow up. He'll be killed. We see a glorious sight of a God who forgives sins. A glorious sight of a God who doesn't count my sins against me. He counts all my sins against his own Son. A sight of a God who makes peace with me. I can't make peace with him, but he makes peace with me. He reconciles himself to me in the death of his own Son. A God who loves me, who cares for me, washes me, cleanses me, forgives me, gives me new life and the promise of heaven. What a God we have. We can't wait to get up to that mountain Good Friday. Then Easter, he rises again and conquers sin, death, and hell. And already, we know that's the goal. This first Sunday in Advent. And so in this Advent season, we begin the journey up the mountain. We first have to go out to the River Jordan next Sunday with John the Baptist. And he calls on us to repent and be baptized. That officially we begin the mountain climbing in our baptism. We're going to follow Christ now. We have faith. And then at Christmas, we will go to the manger with the shepherds and praise God for the gift of his Son. And we'll say with the angels, glory to God in the highest. Why don't you shout it with me today? Glory to God in the highest. Christmas is coming. We're there at the manger. But it's all so quick. There's much more to come. And then early in January, we come to Epiphany. We will travel with the wise men who come from afar and bring gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But that's over quick, too. Then in early January, again, we come to the baptism of Jesus. He's 30 years old. From December 25 to early January, he's already 30 years old in the church year. And we go out to the river, and there he's baptized. He takes upon himself the role of our Messiah, our Christ, our Savior. He will be the Lamb who will take away our sins. And then in the Epiphany season, he calls disciples to follow him. He drives out demons. He heals the sick. He shows he's the Son of God. We come to the end of Epiphany. And he will go up the Mount of Transfiguration. He'll shine in glory, a sign of Easter in the last day, of victory. And then Lent will begin in the church here. And the first Sunday in Lent, we'll go out to the wilderness with Jesus. And he conquers the devil all by himself. And the devil tempts him to turn stones into bread and to jump down from the temple and to bow down and worship him. Christ all by himself, this weak man who hasn't eaten for 40 days, yet he conquers the devil. We're there with him in Lent. Then we'll come to Holy Week. He will enter Jerusalem on the donkey, which we read about today. He'll enter. He's not afraid. But there's more. We'll come to Maundy Thursday when he gives the Lord's Supper, when he's betrayed by Judas and arrested. But there's more. Finally on Good Friday, finally we're at the top of the mountain, Mount Calvary, the chief mountain, the highest mountain. Finally we're there, and for 6 hours, he hangs on a cross for the salvation of the world. He rises again on Easter. We can't wait for that, can we? When we shout, "He is risen! He is risen indeed! Alleluia!" We're up the mountain, salvation. It is done. It's finished. We're saved and redeemed. But that's not it. We then come down the mountain in the Easter season. We don't just mingle around the mountain. We have nothing else to do now. We're saved. The hell with the world. No. We're saved. We want the whole world to be saved. So we come back down the mountain because there's much work to be done now. And God gives the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. And so we reach out to the world. We reach out to the world. We go make disciples of all nations. Knoxville, Tennessee, America, China, Japan, Russia, Australia, Iran, Iraq, North Korea, South Korea. Every nation, we spread the gospel to the ends of the earth. We're back down the mountain telling of God's love and God's forgiveness. You know, I heard something sad the other day on the radio. And I don't know how prevalent this is here in Knoxville, but I heard where there now are in high schools, maybe this is junior high too, there are what are called knockout clubs. You know what a knockout club is in high school? I guess a group of kids who just go up and sucker punch somebody. Just a group of kids who just walk up to somebody and just smack them annoyingly and try to knock them out and giggle and laugh. Sad. There's that kind of anger in our kids' hearts, that kind of disrespect, that kind of evil. It's not just youth. We all want to probably, when we're waiting in line or driving to the shopping mall, want to let them have it. Angry people. Maybe you're really angry about something. Want to punch somebody. We come back down the mountain to spread the peace of God. That God loves us, and God loves you, kids. God loves you, youth, and God loves you, adults. God loves you and forgives you. We spread peace in the midst of all the punches. We spread the pardon of God and the forgiveness of God. That's our work until he comes again. So we go up the mountain to Good Friday and Easter. That's the church year. Come back down. Easter season, Pentecost, spread the word, and we start all over next December, huh? To go up a mountain, though, to conclude it, to go up a mountain, the four things are needed to climb a mountain. Come on, we're climbing a mountain. This is effort. This is hard work. Not easy. You got to stay awake. Four things involved. Number one, we need directions. You're going to climb a mountain. How do I get up? How do I get up the mountain? And the directions are easy. Follow Jesus. He's the way up the mountain. He's the way to the cross. Just stay close to Jesus, church. This church here, stay close to Jesus. Let nothing come between you and Jesus. Worship Jesus. Hear Jesus' word. Commune at the table. Pray to Jesus. Stay close to Christ. He's the light. He's the way. You know, we were driving back from Indiana on Friday evening, and my beloved, wonderful wife got it in her head that we were going to hit a deer on the road. She had talked to her mother in Illinois, and they have a big deer problem on the roads in Illinois. And it was dusk, and she said, watch out for deer, Paul, watch out for deer. And it's like, oh, okay. And then my beloved son-in-law, Carter, who's with us, he's a computer guy or a texting guy, and he got it on his phone, in other words, and he had to check all these statistics about deer on the road to show how many deer might be on the road. And he finds out all these horrible statistics that, did you know there are like 30 million deer that are out there in America, and there are 1.5 million car crashes every year due to deer. And I'm like, oh my, let's just get a hotel and go to bed. Wake up and drive in the morning, huh? So deer get in the way is the bottom line. Deer might get in your path and be in the way of you getting home. But in the church, I'm not so worried about deer getting in the way. What might get in your way that you climb the mountain with Jesus this church year? Is it your job? I'm finding more and more people always got to work and can never come to church because I always got to work. Well, doggone it, is your job your idol? Can you go to your boss and say, look, boss, I'm a Christian. I'd like to go to church. And maybe plead and beg a little bit. I want to go to church. God's my God, not my job and not money. Maybe I got to back off. Is money your idol? You want to climb the ladder? Climb the ladder of success and go to hell because you ignore God. What is that? Maybe you tell your boss, I want to worship. Can you give me a day or two off that I can go to God's house and stay close to Jesus? Is he going to fire you? Is she going to fire you for that? I don't know. Time to make some choices in life. Is the job in the way? Sports in the way? Pleasure in the way? Just your own laziness in the way? And Paul says, wake up. You're in the daylight. How dare you fall asleep? This is salvation. This is heaven and hell. For you and your kids and your youth and everybody else. Time to consider what's important. Christ is the way. There's not deer in the way, but there are other things that are in the way. Another thing we need on this mountain climbing is we need supplies. We need food and supplies to climb up a mountain. We have plenty of that. It's called the word that you hear, the sacrament you get. It'll be here every Sunday, every Wednesday, and other services. Word, sacrament, word. That's your supplies. That's your food. Come and get it to be strengthened. A third thing we need is each other. No one climbs a mountain by themselves. It's way too risky. Don't be a lone ranger Christian. I don't need a church. I don't need a church family. I do it myself. You're going to climb a mountain by yourself with the wolves out there, the devil, the demons, and the world. That's why we need a church family. We need each other to pray for each other, to encourage each other, to rebuke each other lovingly if necessary. Put our arm around each other, love each other, forgive each other. Hey, come climb the mountain. Stay close to Jesus. Maybe someone you know in the church family you can reach out to. Give a text. Give a phone call. Miss you. How are you? We love you here. Don't let anybody be caught behind. We need each other. And last of all, we need a motivation, a reason to climb the mountain. You know, why do mountain climbers climb mountains? Well, one reason they say is because it's there. I never thought that was really a good reason to climb a mountain. Because it's there? We have a better reason. Because he's there. My Jesus is on that mountain. He dies on that mountain. He saves me. You need motivation to the church here? Fix your eyes on Jesus. Know he loves you. He forgives you. He's with you. He's here inviting you. Come to me. I will give you rest. May he be our motivation. So, are you ready, First Lutheran Church? Are you ready to climb a mountain? We now go up. We're on the way to Mount Calvary, Easter. Then we'll come back down. Maybe start climbing. It's well worth it. Amen. We rise. Now may the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.